global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm John Tucker. As we look at the markets right now, NYMEX crude helping drag the S&P 500 to lower. We have crude right now down 94 cents a barrel, down 2% at 43.25. Brent is down 78 cents at 44.90. Dow Jones Industrial Average 92 points lower. That's down about 0.5% at 18,478. The S&P 500 down 10 points. That's down 0.5% at 21.64. NASDAQ Composite Index is down to 8 points, down 0.2% at 5,092. Profit and sales are broadly top projections so far this earnings season. Analysts have eased their estimates for declines in net income. Well, the S&P 500 reached a seventh all-time high in 10 sessions. That was on Friday. Of course, the next Fed rate decision will be on Wednesday. Economists and investors expecting no change. And we check the markets for you every 15 minutes during the trading day right here on Bloomberg Radio. Christmas is 6 months away. But every retail creature is stirring for the toy industry. The Christmas shopping season never really ends. Despite the sweltering temperatures, we have digital snow setting the mood at the offices of Lego, where already the holiday displays are lining the hallways at the iconic toy maker.
It's not even August.
Well, they always have to think ahead. And I'm thinking of something very nice for you for Christmas.
Really?
Is it a Lego? Buy it. It's the thought that counts, they tell me.
Yeah, don't. No, it's not the thought. All right, John Tucker, thank you so much. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. I'm Carol Masser along with Oliver Rennick on this Monday. This is Bloomberg.
Teach me and I'll teach you.
This is Pokemon?
That's a theme song.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oliver didn't know either.
It took me a minute until he said, catch them all. That's a dead giveaway.
All right, Bloomberg News is that Hillary Clark is with us, reporter, producer at Bloomberg News in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. And we're taking a look. You know, the most read stories, I have to check, one of the most read stories in the past 8 hours, it was number one, has to do with Nintendo and the stock falling apart. You're looking at Nintendo via a Bloomberg function. What are you looking at?
So I've been trying to avoid talking about Pokemon Go because I'm not a player and I don't really have a strong a draw to it. But obviously everyone's playing it, and
it's so, this kind of like augmented reality world for you know, for those who don't know, it's
a
game.
Are you saying your reality is good enough already?
It is.
You're above it.
Okay, small anecdote. I was taken on a lunch date to Central Park under the guise of, oh, let's just sit out in the park. No, it was a Pokemon Go hop.
Are you serious?
All these 12-year-olds came running up like, oh, did you catch the Charizard? I'm like, no,
I hope
I'm
this
not
is not a first date.
No.
Was it a last date?
Unclear at this point.
He might be listening right now, but anyway, so Nintendo came out and said that, you know, all of this Pokemon success isn't going to affect their earnings guidance. So that really shocked investors because they're saying this isn't going to have a big impact on their business.
And the stock's been moving up on expectations.
It's been
this
moving
is going to be a big thing
and
for
so
Nintendo.
And so I think the theme of the day is, do you buy the news, do you buy the hype? So we have this great Bloomberg function. It's called NT, News Trends. And the first thing you want to do is load Nintendo's ticker, which it's in Japan. So I just think the easiest way is to type in Nintendo because it's a series of numbers. Nintendo.
Got it.
You got Nintendo and then run NT, News Trends. Now you have Source 1, Source 2. Source 1, you have the ticker. Change that to last price, the data.
Okay.
You want the stock price of Nintendo, and then Source 2, change to search. Do you see that? And type in a search term, Pokemon Go.
Okay.
Huge fan of this function, by the way.
Yeah, it's
love
great.
It.
First, I'm sorry, Source 1 you did to what?
So you have the ticker, last price, and then Source 2, search.
Okay.
Do you see that drop down, search?
Got it.
And type in Pokemon Go.
Got it.
And this is the story count of it's anything that's contributed to the Bloomberg terminal via story. So I think it might include Twitter, too. Mm-hmm. So anytime this is mentioned, we track all of that data, the term Pokemon Go. And you can see
Huge
over
spike.
This one-year chart. The spike in the price is crazy. And look at the spike in the story count. The correlation is on the bottom. The correlation at its peak was 0.95. So the stock ticks up for Nintendo were driven, well, you could say were driven by the mentions of Pokemon Go. It's not, I mean, I think it's a little obvious.
Right.
But it's just interesting the fact that this is hype. The company came out and said.
Well, I have to tell you, when I read this morning, just quick headline, I just want to mention, EverBank Financial said to work with UBS to explore sale. That's just crossing the Bloomberg. I just want to put that out for everybody. I thought it was interesting that, you know, there was so much talk. We spent so much time talking about it in the media, about people using it and how cool it was. And the stock did react. It's taken some time for Nintendo to kind of come out and say, hold a minute. Yep, we have some, you know, we're going to get some gains from this, but it's not maybe what you all expect.
Right. And going back to Oliver, he said that he uses this function. I think the value out of this function is just to see what is driving that stock price. You can search for all these different keywords based on a ticker. You can see what moves together. You can see what everyone is talking about in the news. So it's not just.
I like it because it's a way to sort of quantify something that is not really quantifiable, which is an idea. So I also use this function around Brexit. Also used it with the Grexit. Basically, a year ago, you could see is if you want to people talk about what's trending and what is popular, this is how you actually quantify that. So if everybody is talking about, Brexit, if everybody's talking about Pokemon, if you hear this all the time from people in the market in my role as a reporter, and you have to try and put some kind of either number on it or something quantifiable. Right. And this is how you do it.
It's perspective, right? Because we're seeing the stock go up and then you see the close correlation because everybody talking about this one particular story. You have to say, well, wait, what else is there?
Right.
You know,
a fun way I used this function about a year ago is I plugged when no one thought Donald Trump was going to get the Republican nomination.
Right.
I kept plugging in Trump and then would do Carson and Fiorina, and you would see Trump would be thousands and everyone else would be like dozens. Yeah. It was crazy. So this is an awesome function. NT, you can see the correlation.
Love it.
Between keywords and a stock.
Good stuff. Hillary Clark, thank you so much. Reporter at Bloomberg News, this is Bloomberg.